USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is finally condemning abortion-related protests outside the homes of some Supreme Court justices. Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeting, "Judges and justices should be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety." She added, "President Biden believes strongly in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism." Prices at the pump are once again flirting with record highs. The national average for regular gas rose to $4.32 a gallon Monday, which is one penny shy of the all-time high set on March 11th. Gas prices have climbed 13 cents over the past week. Diesel also setting another record at $5.54 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Some states are experiencing a shortage of 50% in baby formula. Elena Contrell, who is a mother, tells Fox and Friends that she is worried she won't be able to find formula for her son.
It's something that largely didn't affect us until a few weeks ago, and it's kind of hit hard and fast, so it's been a little bit alarming.
She says some parents are trying to make their own homemade baby formula. Some major retailers are responding to the shortage by limiting the amount of formula that customers can purchase at one time. Local lawmakers are speaking out against the attack on a pro-life organization in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say a group called Anarchy 1312 has taken responsibility for starting a fire and graffitiing the Wisconsin Family Action Building over the weekend. Wisconsin Republican Governor Tony Evers releasing a statement condemning the attack, as did Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Elon Musk has some high expectations for one of his latest purchases. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Elon Musk's future Twitter will quadruple its revenue and user base by 2028 while cutting its dependence on advertising. A leaked slide deck, a series of slides used for visual aids during a talk, the New York Times reported citing. Musk's goal is 600 million users by 2025, and that's up from 217 million last year, and 931 million users by 2028.
The White House continues to say that President Joe Biden had no involvement in his son Hunter's business dealings. This, as Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer tells Fox News, his party will move to investigate the president's son should the GOP gain control of the House following the midterms.
We have emails now that prove that Joe Biden was very close with at least one of Hunter Biden's business associates, and that associate, Eric Sherwin, even had access to then Vice President Joe Biden's checking account.
The owners of the Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike are deciding whether to take their colt to the Preakness at Pimlico in a couple of weeks after Saturday's stunning victory. His owners say they'll likely head for Pimlico but want to wait to commit to the Preakness until they see how he recovers from the Derby this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.